Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Our Jennifer Gould standing by. Jennifer.
Nancy, the chilling secrets of convicted Idaho killer Brian Koberger are spilling out in hundreds of newly unsealed documents, revealing a disturbing portrait of a predator obsessed with murder.
I remand the defendant to the custody of the Idaho State Board of Corrections for to be imprisoned in an appropriate facility in execution of the sentence, where he will remain until he dies.
Following his life sentence for the brutal stabbings of four University of Idaho students, authorities have begun to unveil a trove of investigative reports that detail a terrifying pre-murder break-in, a shocking conversation with a Tinder match, and a relentless pattern of stalker-like behavior that predated the killings. Among the most bone-chilling revelations is an account from a woman who matched with Koberger on Tinder in the fall of 2022. She told investigators that the criminology PhD student asked her what she thought would be the worst way to die. When she replied, quote-unquote, by a knife, he immediately referenced a K-bar knife, the same brand prosecutors say he purchased and used in the killings. Disturbed by his fixation, the woman immediately stopped contact. The documents also reveal an unsettling 2021 break-in at the victim's home, where housemates returned to find their front door damaged and open. They armed themselves with golf clubs but found no one inside. Weeks before the murders, a roommate recalled Kaylee Gonsalves mentioning a quote-unquote shadowy figure watching her and also reported feeling followed. The documents also paint a disturbing picture of Koberger's behavior before the November 13, 2022 murders. A WSU teaching assistant noticed a large scratch on Koberger's face resembling fingernail marks and wounds on his knuckles just weeks before the killings. Koberger claimed they were from a car accident, a story investigators found no record of. The teaching assistant also reported that Koberger attempted to use his role to inappropriately interact with female students. The crime scene itself, as described in the documents, was harrowing. Zanna Kernodal suffered over 50 stab wounds, many defensive, indicating a fierce struggle. Ethan Chapin's blood oozed out of the house, and Kaylee Gonsalves' face was disfigured from her injuries, and the blood-soaked scene left victims nearly unrecognizable. Investigators found that Koberger's cell phone pinged near the victim's home nearly two dozen times in the months prior, often during late night or early morning hours. He also wiped data from his devices, but kept screenshots of news coverage, suggesting an obsession with the case's publicity. The release of these documents, facilitated by the lifting of a years-long gag order, has sparked public interest and debate. As the legal window for an appeal remains open, Judge Stephen Hippler is expected to decide on unsealing additional records, potentially even including victim photographs. However, many questions remain unanswered, including Koberger's motive, which investigators say may never be known. For the latest crime and justice news, watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Merit TV Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Check local listings for channel assignment. And follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
An online dating hopeful's meetup in Florida turned into a tragic nightmare after he vanished without a trace, only to be found weeks later as skeletal remains. The heartbroken family of Nicholas Anderson, a 24-year-old from Atlanta, is demanding answers. The tragic saga began when Anderson, who was on medication for schizophrenia, traveled to Jacksonville, Florida, to meet a man he'd been corresponding with online. But the young man never boarded his bus back home to Georgia, prompting his worried family to travel to Florida to track down the man he saw. Anderson's aunt Monica Tucker says the man's story changed repeatedly when questioned. She spoke to 11 Alive.
First, he said he didn't see him. Then he said he took him, he went to the hotel to watch movies. And then he said he took him to get cigarettes. And then he kept, said something about he wanted to go to the pier.
Despite the man's shifting story, he has since been cleared by police, a fact that has done little to quell the family's suspicions. Weeks after Anderson went missing, authorities found skeletal remains near a private residence on the St. John's River. The remains, discovered on May 7th, were not positively ID'd as Anderson's until August 1st. His aunt is convinced he did not die by suicide or drowning. She believes he was the victim of a crime. The Clay County Sheriff's Office is still seeking information about Anderson's activities from April 1st to April 7th and has offered a $5,000 reward for any tips leading to an arrest. Those with information are asked to call 904-264-6512. And finally, forget your alarm system. One woman had a real-life superhero right next door. A Lawrence, Kansas man named Austin Netherton heard a struggle, punched in his door code, and instead of calling 911, just went for it. This good Samaritan also happens to be a trained jiu-jitsu fighter. Austin spoke to Fox 4 News.
I train jiu-jitsu. It's been a little bit since I've been in the gym, but it's not, it's like riding a bike.
Austin jumped through the window and grappled with the attacker, holding him in a chokehold until cops arrived. The intruder, who had allegedly broken in and tried to pretend he was a cop, was arrested and later accused of battering a hospital employee somewhere else. Netherton humbly credits his coaches and being in the, quote, right place at the right time for the dramatic takedown. We will just call it jiu-jitsu justice. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.